Once upon a time in sunny Southern California, there lived a young and unique lowrider car named Carlos. Now Carlos was not your ordinary car. With his small 13 wheels and the ability to raise and lower his ride height, he was a true standout among the other vehicles. Carlos was brightly painted in vibrant colors, making him impossible to miss on the streets. Curious about the world around him, Carlos ventured out to explore. Along his journey, he encountered a variety of different characters, each with their own purpose and advantage in their specific environments. One day, as Carlos was driving through the city, he came across a sports car named Speedy. With its sleek design and powerful engine, Speedy zipped through the streets with ease. "Wow, Speedy," Carlos said excitedly, "you sure are fast. I wish I could go as fast as you." Speedy smiled and replied, "Thank you, Carlos. My design allows me to go incredibly fast on smooth roads. But remember, you have your own special abilities that make you unique too." Continuing his adventure, Carlos found himself in the mountains where he met an off-road Jeep named Rocky. With its rugged tires and sturdy suspension, Rocky could climb steep hills and navigate rough terrains effortlessly. "Hey there, Rocky," Carlos called out. "You're so good at off-roading. I wish I could do that too." Rocky chuckled and said, "Thanks, Carlos. I'm built for adventures in the great outdoors, but your ability to raise your ride height can come in handy in its own way." As Carlos rolled along, he stumbled upon a bustling racetrack where he met a hot rod named Blaze. Known for its lightning speed, Blaze had a roaring engine that could leave any vehicle in the dust. "Hey Blaze," Carlos shouted with admiration, "you're so fast. I wish I had your speed." Blaze revved its engine and replied, "Thanks, Carlos. I'm built for racing, but just remember, your unique features make you special too. Don't ever forget that." Although Carlos learned valuable lessons from Speedy, Rocky, and Blaze, he couldn't help but feel a tad discouraged. He wondered if he truly had a place in this world full of amazing cars. That is until one fateful evening, when Carlos stumbled upon a lowrider cruise night. Surrounded by other lowriders, he felt an instant connection. As Carlos cruised up and down the boulevard with his fellow lowriders, he realized that he was not alone. He was celebrated for his distinct look and ability to raise and lower his ride height. The joy he felt as he hopped up and down was something the other cars couldn't experience.